welcome to Mortgage Introducer Talk. I am delighted to be joined today by Carla Mullen, who is Chief Operating Officer at Countrywide Surveying Services. Welcome, Carla. Looking forward to hearing your insight.
Thanks, Simon, and thank you for having me.
Well, let's set the scene by hearing from you in your words about what Countrywide does and your role there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Countrywide Surveying Services is one of the largest, most trusted surveying and valuation practices in the UK. So predominantly, we act for corporate lender clients and individual home buyers, employing circa over 700 personnel, including over 400 in-house WIX qualified surveyors. So, you know, pretty big organisation, and we cover the whole of the UK, including Northern Ireland and Scotland. So it's really important for us to continue to grow and invest in this industry. And we tend to do that through retaining our clients, delivering on service, obtaining new clients. But also one of the things that we're really proud of is that we still support a trainee scheme for new surveyors coming into the industry. So that's absolutely critical in terms of the growth. We also offer a range of valuations, private surveys and panel management services. I've held a number of positions over the years, but currently I am Chief Operating Officer for a business that I'm really proud of, actually.
And tell us about your career. How did you get to the position you're in now? I mean, I can't quite imagine what the path would be to taking the position that you've got today.
So it was by accident, if I'm totally honest. 25 years ago, I joined Countrywide. I've been here ever since. And you know what? Despite what is thrown at us, I have loved every minute of it.
How important then are brokers to your business and what you do in terms of encouraging people to come to you and use your service?
Well, they are absolutely critical. I mean, brokers are in a very, very good position to be able to ensure purchasers are best advised, as predominantly the lender will instruct a mortgage valuation for lending purposes. So the purchaser does need to be advised about a survey. I mean, we work really closely with a number of brokers who successfully refer customers to us to cover this. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody in the broker community who wants to put this process in place, because if you link it to consumer duty, then we're doing the right thing by the purchaser. We're giving them the information up front that allows them to make an informed decision. And I'm not saying that as a broker, you have to sit there and sell a survey. Absolutely not. Refer it to the right people, to the professionals who can then go through with the purchaser in an informed manner to ensure that the correct survey for the correct property is advised. There's a lot of people out there that are not getting a survey and not protecting themselves. And if you look at all the statistics out there and, you know, the HMLR and Land Registry, you can really see that there's a significant number of people that are just buying properties without the proper advice. And I think the market, you know, the market's been tough as well recently for various reasons. So it's really important that we actually work with everybody and put that support network in place for these type of products, because there is a massive educational process.
I would imagine as a business, you're very reliant on what's going on in the housing market and in the economy as a whole. If houses are selling, then valuations and surveys are happening, aren't they? So how's it been for you the last couple of years?
Well, it's been an interesting period, really. The property market has been through a tough few years. Various reasons, not least the impact of COVID and lockdowns, which it's hard to believe we ever went through that in the first place. But elections, and I've lost count of how many housing ministers we've had. But that said, there will always be people that either need to move house with work or for family reasons, or people that want to move house. We've also seen, obviously, interest rates increase over a period of time, and we're now seeing some reductions, and there's some great products becoming available across all lenders. There's been a degree, if I'm honest, of let's just wait and see over the last couple of years. And now looking at all the metrics available, we're starting to see a little bit more of a movement, and the environmental landscape and green homes needs a lot more further focus, as does building of new homes. But if I look at January, it was a busier month than we were expecting, and we do remain relatively cautious around what the volumes for 2024 looks like, but it has been a really encouraging start to 2024.
Good to hear it. And that seems to be, there seems to be a cautious optimism, actually, I would say, from the broker community that I've been speaking to, and the lenders, actually, over the last few weeks. So hopefully that is the case, and that the reward will come as the year unfolds.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting year, isn't it? I mean, we have this, hopefully, this stabilising of the economy and the housing market. But also, as everyone knows, because we hear about it all the time, there is an impending general election. You touched on the fact there that there'd been more housing ministers than you probably care to add up. There is a strong link between the economy and the housing market and politics. So from your perspective, I don't want you to nail your colours to the mast and tell me which way you're going to vote. I wouldn't do that. But how important is the relationship you have with the government and the politicians, and what more might they perhaps do to help support you and the housing industry, would you say?
I think there's a number of areas going on. I think the importance of the link, not necessarily with us directly, but certainly the conversations that are going on between the lender community and the government, that's absolutely critical. And it's nice hearing from lenders that they are engaged. I think there's still some way to go in terms of what does the green agenda look like. We all know that we need to act, and we need to act quite quickly, but it's the devil in the detail that is missing, Simon, in my opinion. And I think that needs bottoming out first. I'm not sure how quickly that will get done given the impending election, because you know as well as I do that anything like this, where comes a bit of change, then something will have to slow down. Something gives, basically. So I think we can't make any judgment call on anything until probably the second half of the year, depending on, you know, what happens really and what the timings of it will all be.
What do you think that stability would bring if there was one housing minister for more than, say, a matter of months or even a year? What do you think, or how do you think that would help the industry as a whole?
I think a little bit of stability will just calm the market down, calm potential purchasers down, get ourselves back into a position where people are feeling comfortable with lending, affordability, and all of the variables that make consumers nervous.
I'm just wondering if you'd have any thoughts on how brokers could perhaps maximise business in the current market.
You have to keep engaged with these customers and ensure that you're always giving them updates. You're making sure that if you've already got them as a customer, you're in a position when rates are available and their term is coming up. And then on the lookout, really, for all the new opportunities out there.
What would you say is the most important business lesson that you've learned in your career so far? Something you might want to share with our audience.
Firstly, I think always understand and prioritise your customer needs and your customer satisfaction, as they are essential for long-term success. As an individual, I think it's very important that you maintain a continuous willingness to learn and consistently push beyond your comfort zone. You know, don't be prepared to fail. Just get up again. The world is not perfect, and if you don't try it, you'll never know. And I think finally, I'd probably say that as a leader, you don't have all the answers or the strengths, actually, but surrounded by a great team, you can take on the world together. And I've certainly found that having a great team to work with has been one of the biggest lessons learned. You should just, you know, use their strengths, work together, and anything that is thrown at you can be overcome.
I'm sure you're very hardworking. I'm sure you barely take a day off, but when you do get away from your desk, from the office, what do you like to do to truly escape the property and the financial services market?
So I do like to escape through walking. I enjoy walking, listening to podcasts, just listening to music. I absolutely love reading, so I can get lost in a book. But don't ask me, Simon, what type of books I like, because I'll read anything and everything. So I might read some really serious, in-depth stuff, and then I'll just read just general novels. So that's a real escape for me. But I think probably the most important for me, and it does come down to work-life balance as well, because we're all very busy and time runs away with you. But without getting all gushy on you, it's quality time with my family. So my husband, my 10-year-old son, who teaches me how to be the best person I can on a daily basis. And I'll be forever grateful for guidance and love, support my parents offer, which is unconditional. So my family really are my release valve. They keep me grounded. And also, if you look to all my Google searches and web searches, then you'd know that I'm always chasing the next holiday in the sun.
Fantastic. All power to that. It's been fantastic chatting with you, Kyla. Thank you very much for doing this.
You're very welcome, and it's lovely to speak to you too, Simon. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this edition of Mortgage Introducer Talk. Do join us again next time for more industry insight. Until then, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Thank you for tuning into MI Talk. You can listen to the latest episodes on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and all major listening channels. Just search for MI Talk.